This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The third in the series of Auditor General's report was tabled earlier this week. The report outlined the performance of the civil service, its efficiency, budget allocations, and ethical standards. Now, there have been many sensational headlines signaling mismanagement, such as, you know, this headline, 12 million ringgit in pensions paid to 3,786 deceased military veterans, or this one, YTL Communications fined 2.4 million ringgit over one Bestari net. But do these headlines get to the heart of the problem? Yesterday, BFM reported that some 46 civil servants will be investigated over wastage. Chief Secretary Ali Hamza said that the wastage was generally due to callousness.
Out of 495 observations, you can see 475 are corrected. Basically, there are some procedures or processes these officers didn't follow strictly. Yeah? Some of them are oversight, whereas 20 were clearly punitive cases.
Now, his analysis suggests that the vast majority of cases are marked by callousness, oversight and such, while only a few warrant punishment. But what if the waste is the result of bad policy? BFM's Azif Azuddin spoke to Ong Kian Ming, a political scientist and DAP MP for Serdang. He puts the three-part year-long exercise in perspective.
This is the third in the series. Every year at every parliamentary session, there will be an Auditor General's report table. And the third series is always the most important one because it has a summary of the financial positions of the federal government, its subsidiaries, as well as the various state governments. So, you know, the detail that is present in this one is much more important compared to the other two Auditor General report table this year.
And do you find that there has been either an improvement or decline?
There has been some improvement in that it was reported that there were some actions taken, especially on the Syarikat Berkanun, or what they call statutory body, where problems were reported previously. But what is sad is that there was no corresponding listing of the action items taken again on the federal government shortcomings by the various ministries. So that is something that is quite disappointing. Basically, when the Auditor General report comes out, it will do audit for the federal ministries. So, for example, your education ministry, your health ministry and whatnot. There will be one set of problems identified. And then at the same time, the Auditor General will also identify shortcomings in government statutory bodies. So, for example, in your EPF, in other Ministry of Finance-owned companies that are not part of the federal ministries. So the shortcomings are identified in both these areas, which is why we need to pay careful attention.
Have you found any trends that one would notice?
One trend that I think many people have not picked up is the fact that the outstanding loans, or the loans which are not serviced by statutory bodies as well as GLCs and private companies, that means these are loans which need to be paid back to the federal government, are not serviced, and the government isn't actually taking a very firm action against these GLCs and companies in order to get them to pay back their government loans. I think this is something which has not received enough media attention, because the spotlight has been on these cases where you buy binoculars which are worth 50,000 ringgit and so on. But we're talking about huge amounts of unpaid interest and loans by these GLCs.
And why do you think that these loans are not being paid back?
Because some of these GLCs are in financial difficulties. So, for example, Indawater Consortium, which has been taken over back, is still running massive losses and is not able to service its loan to the federal government. There are other GLCs as well which are facing some financial difficulties, which makes it hard for them to repay the government. But there are also some private companies. So, for example, the company that is running Pewaja Steel now, it's called Pewaja Sdn Bhd. It is also having financial problems and it is unable to pay back or service its loans to the government.
What are the main causes for these discrepancies?
Generally speaking, the policy framework in which these government departments and statutory boards are operating in are not very clear. So bad policies lead to bad decisions, and then which leads to problems occurring. So let me give you one example. There was a report in this latest series talking about the shortcomings of monitoring of the environmental standards by a private company which has been given the contract to do this monitoring on behalf of the Department of Environment. So the bad policy here occurs because this kind of monitoring, so for example, monitoring of factories which are polluting, either into our rivers or into the air. It should be done by the government. It should not be done by a third-party private sector. So that is why I think when there is bad policies coupled with bad implementation, it is a recipe for ongoing problems within our government. If you have good policies, bad implementation, at least you can just work on the implementation part. But if you have bad policies, even if it's implemented well, it'll still be a bad policy. So I think we need to address both issues, bad policies as well as bad implementation. I think it all starts with the ministers themselves, because if the minister themselves do not pay attention to these policy areas, or if they listen to the wrong advisors, or they themselves make bad policy decisions, it will filter down the line and affect the operation of these ministries.
That was Ong Kian Ming, political scientist and DAP MP for Sedang. Now, DAP lawmaker Zairil K. Johari also recently criticised the One Bestari project. Costing $4.1 billion, it aimed to implement an e-learning platform alongside installing high-speed internet in schools across the country. Zairil calls it a white elephant. The Auditor General's report points out irregularities in its implementation, citing a lack of value management, failure to obtain technical approvals, and the conduct of proper assessments. Madina Mohamad is Secretary General of the Ministry of Education. She defends the project.
The government has invested to the tune of $663 million. We are not going to stop. We will make full use of what we have invested, because we have to see the ROI on the investment. And I don't think this, and I believe this project is not a failure. The project actually is originally intended for a period of 15 years. So we have just 2.5 years, and I don't think we should stop what we have already started. And this is an investment for the government, and we believe that the ROI on this investment will be very visible in the coming years.
That was Madina Mohamad, Secretary General for the Ministry of Education, speaking about return on investment on the One Bestari project. I guess time will tell whether, in fact, they will get that return on investment or whether this was a badly conceptualized project. Now, the Attorney General's report, it will fuel headlines and debates in the coming weeks. The question really is, are we asking the right questions of the report? Are we looking in the right places and going beyond those sensational factoids that are grabbing headlines? Because this is something that is happening 3 times a year now. We're going to have that again next year. Let's not make the same mistakes and, you know, just focus on those sensational headlines. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.